Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Seven till the hour. I'm the talk show host that can't tell time. I keep... Time flies when you're having fun, folks, and I'm glad you're here, in spite of me, 7 till the hour. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Diana Furchgott-Roth. Diana is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, senior fellow with Manhattan Institute, author of a number of topics, including one of them is called Regulating the Disaster, the other is called Women's Figures. Find them wherever books are sold. Manhattan-Institute.org is their website. Diana, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about Labor Day and minimum wage. And folks, if you want to see unemployment go up again, just raise the minimum wage. It will happen because employers have other choices. Diana, one of the things that's going on right now I want you to talk to us about are these new micro union organizing centers. I'm probably not saying it the right way. But it's another way that the unions are going about getting the workforce organized. Tell us about it.
So it used to be that when a union wanted to organize a workplace, it would have to organize the whole workplace. So it would have to organize the whole company. Now what the National Labor Relations Board has said, and the courts have recently supported that, is that unions can organize just a small portion of a company. So if it wants to organize, say if the whole of Bergdorf Goodman or the whole of Macy's doesn't vote in favor of joining a union or being represented by the union, they could have just the shoe sellers of Bergdorf Goodman, or they could have the cafeteria workers at Macy's, or they could have the men's suit department. They could have these micro unions. And what that does is it makes it a lot easier to organize, plus an employer can end up with a company with maybe 5 or 6 different unions or even more, meaning that you have to negotiate separate contracts for each of these different groups. And it makes it much harder to do business. And people wonder why more companies aren't coming to America. Well, it's because of laws like that.
Mm-hmm. Are the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, Aren't there some members there that are continuing to operate even though the courts have proven that they were placed on that board illegally by the president? Are they continuing to operate there?
The members who were placed illegally by the president have left, and it now has a new set of members, all of whom were approved by Congress. I'm not quite sure why Republicans in Congress allowed these new members to go forward. But they did just last summer. So now it is operating with 5 board members who have been voted in by Congress. But for a while it was operating without.
So the NLRB is basically the union representative as a member of our government. Do employers have an organization like that? Do they have an organization that represents them the way the NLRB represents unions in the government?
No, they have no organization that represents them. No.
But that is a government entity that has one purpose, and that's to advocate for unions, for labor, right?
It's supposed to be impartial, but under this administration, it is advocating for labor. And in fact, one of the new people was associated with the AFL-CIO, if I recall correctly, was chief counsel of the AFL-CIO. So they're putting former union workers on this board. That was not the case before the Obama administration, I should say.
Right. Well, there's one thing about the Obama administration is they're pro-labor. They're going to be pro-labor. And it's become obvious that they're anti-business. What do you think about that statement?
They're most definitely anti-business in the labor way, also in the environmental way. We have a global economy, and we need to make sure that we are the most business-friendly economy. world so that all companies want to come here. But with these new environmental regulations, I mean, you look out and our air is very, very clean, and imposing more regulations on air would make a tiny fraction cleaner with vast cost.
Well, exactly. And the thing is one of the things that's going to be interesting to watch, folks, is the union's behavior as Obamacare comes online. Watch that over the next few months. Diana Perscott-Roth, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, whenever I'm invited, Jim, and have a great Labor Day. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Diana Perscott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen, senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.